Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 186. What is True Success? By Jay Money of budgetsaresexy.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Living Daily, the podcast that brings you the best in personal development and productivity every day of the week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Justin Mollick.
What's going on, old friend? Welcome to Optimal Living Daily. I'm Justin Mollick, your very own personal narrator. I'm back, and so is this intro. Sorry if you're not a fan of the intro, but I like to play it every once in a while for old time's sake. And I know some of you actually enjoy the music. Anyway, after a full week of reading to you posts from the minimalists, mostly from their book, Essential, we're going to hear from some of our other authors again. It was a little bit of a break for me, but I'm happy to be recovering emotionally. And thank you very much for your support over the last 7 to 10 days. It really means a lot. But speaking of the minimalists, I'll be giving away their book, Minimalism, Live a Meaningful Life, to a random subscriber on my email list in just 2 weeks. So if you want to be a part of that for free, and also get a bunch of free spreadsheet digital downloads from me immediately, come by oldpodcast.com and enter your email address. I promise I don't share your email with anyone else, and once a week you'll hear from me personally. It's a really nice way to show your support. So again, you can visit oldpodcast.com and enter your email address there, or you can join really quickly by texting the word OPTIMAL to the number 44222. And with that, let's hear about true success and start optimizing your life. What is True Success? By Jay Money of budgetsaresexy.com. When I was a kid, I thought I was the man if I could tie my own shoes. In high school, I thought I was the man if I could get a rad and beautiful girlfriend. And in California, being rad was where it was at, let me tell you. In college, it was the highest GPA, and more importantly, the person who could throw the best parties. And after that, it was the best jobs, coolest things, and eventually the most money. Somewhere along that track, I wised up and realized none of those things actually define true success, but boy, did it take a while. And boy, is everyone around us still chasing them. If you signed up to some of those newsletters I read every morning, you might know exactly where I'm going with this. The following excerpt was in a recent Thought of the Day by Napoleon Hill. Quote, whatever your faith may be, a good rule of everyday behavior is to live your life so that when it is over, you can take pride in the knowledge that you have made a difference in the lives of those who have known you. It's easy in the crush of everyday life to lose sight of the true riches of life, the things that really matter. Psychologist Ilona Tobin defines true success as, quote, giving and receiving love, having physical and mental health, enough wealth to provide you with options, and the time to enjoy them all, unquote. End quote. Love, health, wealth, and time. Now that's a definition of success, with the last part being one of the most important, in which we only have certain control over, i.e. how we spend and plan our time on the days we're blessed to be alive on this great earth. Notice there was also a nice mention of money in there, but with words like enough and options close by. That's really the whole point of it all, isn't it? To have enough money so you don't even need to think about it? And how perfect it fits in, despite the whole message being rather spiritual too. not unlike another eloquent passage we've seen around here before. Let's dive into these sections even more. Giving and receiving love. The first mentioned, and rightfully so. I don't know anyone who hates being loved, even if they don't show it. And it's something to step back and remind ourselves of, especially as we're prone to chase the money around each corner. If I had a wallet, I'd put a picture of my two precious boys in it to remind me of this every time I open it up. If anyone embraces giving and receiving love, it's them. Except for when we say no to candy. Yikes. Having physical and mental health. Also a very important area. Can't enjoy life much without working body or brain. Now, if only the two would combine forces better and get us to exercise more. Ugh. How can such relatively smart people understand how important eating and staying healthy is, but still make it a last priority in their daily lives? And by relatively smart people, I mean myself. I swear I need a health coach just as bad as some of y'all need a money coach. It's just so boring. I need you health nuts to please start blogs so I can get motivated over here. Okay, thanks, bye. Enough wealth to provide you with options. The whole reason we're here, for the freedom to choose how we spend our lives, right? Notice it doesn't say anything about needing $1 million or to be rich beyond belief either. It says enough, which can be interpreted a number of different ways depending on who you ask. But at the end of the day, it's the goal we should all be striving for, and to then have the smarts to know when we've hit enough too. And lastly, the time to enjoy them all. The best line of the whole passage. Everything comes down to time. And I think that's the scariest part about this money stuff, that we won't make it to the other side to be able to enjoy all the freedom it brings. The exact fear people around us harness to justify spending it all now, because you never know what tomorrow will bring. Which is of course true, however, odds are very much in our favor that we'll be living quite a long time on this beautiful earth of ours. So just like everything else in our lives, it's always a balancing act, and either extreme can send you down a pretty tumultuous path. Look at me using big words. Which means we need to be doing the following two things. Number one, making sure to appreciate our lives in the here and now and not obsessing about all our goals all the time, though of course important. Number two, continue to lower how much it costs us to live so we can shrink the time to ultimate freedom. Because as we all know, the higher your lifestyle, the longer you'll need to keep working to sustain it. This is the exact reason behind early retirement, of course. It's not that you don't want to work anymore and be a complete bum, although you could if you wanted to. Is to be able to enjoy life fully and take advantage of all that loving and physical and mental health, as well as your money you've so diligently accrued over your lifetime. And the earlier you hit it, the more time you have to enjoy it. So how do we do all this without killing ourselves in the process? Well, that's the tricky part. And the reason we're all here on Money Blogs and trying to get better at it, myself included. I go in phases of hustling my ass off and taking long breaks, but throughout there always has to be that reminder of the why to keep us pushing forward. And it's very much possible that it's all in the journey, as they say. I can tell you more definitively when I reach the other side. At any rate, I thought that was one of the best definitions of true success that I had seen and wanted to pass it over to you. Quote, giving and receiving love, having physical and mental health, enough wealth to provide you with options, and the time to enjoy them all, unquote. How do you define true success? Anything you'd add or take away? However you define it, always do your best to get your daily actions to line up accordingly. And know you'll fail a lot throughout the journey too. That's the only part I would add here, having the strength to keep fighting the good fight. You just listened to the post titled, What is True Success? By Jay Money of BudgetsAreSexy.com. How do you define success? I know one question Tim Ferriss likes to ask is, who's the first person that comes to mind when you think of the word successful? I'm kind of curious who you think of. Is it someone with lots of money? Someone who gives and gives? Someone who made a big impact on millions of people? It's interesting to hear everyone's perspective on that. And when you're thinking about it, it might actually change how you live your own life if you aspire to be that person. If you want to share your answer with me and everyone else, you can comment on this podcast episode on my site, oldpodcast.com, or you can contact me there too. And while you're there, it'd be awesome if you joined the OLD family for free and got a bunch of gifts from me. Again, that's all at oldpodcast.com. And that's it. It's nice to be back to a more normal routine. Again, thank you so much for understanding how hard it is to keep a daily podcast going through bad times, and good, actually. I received a lot of love from you, and it means the world to me. Have a great week, and I'll see you tomorrow for a Wellness Wednesday episode, where your optimal life awaits.
Hey, this is Dan from the Optimal Finance Daily podcast, which is a lot like this show. except more focused on personal finance. Justin handpicks the best posts he can find from blogs and authors like Ramit Sethi, Mr. Money Mustache, and more, and I read them to you 5 days a week. So if you enjoy this podcast, come on over and subscribe to Optimal Finance Daily too. And together, we'll optimize your financial life.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.